All right. That sound. Oh, and now the church bells are going off here too. It's 6:30, so you'll probably hear that, Tabitha. And it is 6:30 in Italy. So let's see. Buonasera a tutti. Welcome, everybody. I will tell you that obviously Mike and I are still in beautiful Sorrento, Italy. This is Mount Vesuvius. We are in the middle of the Superstar Retreat in Sorrento, Italy, and I said I would continue to try and do this. It's 6:30 at night here, so because I have to tell you all, I am so excited about welcoming our guest today. And a lot of you may know her already. Tabitha has been a great coach for the Mike Ferry organization for quite some time, and I am so excited to have you on this call as our guest. So, Tabitha, would you introduce yourself and tell everyone what company you work with, as well as MFO, obviously, and some pertinent details, please?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much. I was telling Sabrina, I feel so blessed that she's all the way in Italy and I get to see where she is, right? We all do. We get to see that beautiful background. So, yes, I am a full-time coach with MFO. That is my main focus. I coach about 72 people a week to help them grow the real estate business. And also, I'm with another brokerage as well. I'm an investor, so I have 300 properties currently in my portfolio. And then also I'm a chauffeur to my 15-year-old daughter who's learning how to drive, and I'm trying not to have a heart attack. And I have another son that's in his 30s, very proud mom. And transactionally, in my career, I've done over 300 billion in closings. And
Oh.
including like the Chrysler Building. So that's just a little bit of background on me. But my main focus is being an MFO coach.
Well, we're very, very fortunate to have you in that capacity. I think you kind of missed a little bit of a legal background that you have as well.
I did real estate law in DC for over 20 years.
And a lawyer. Exactly. So, yes, this lady knows what she's talking about, and it's always great fun to have these conversations. So, I wanted to tell you guys why I chose Tabitha for this month's Q7 guest. This is a lady who does just about everything. I actually watch what you do, Tabitha, and I feel like a slug. I have Mike Ferry dragging me around the world, so it is interesting at times, but you are so involved in so many things and you coach a huge number of people and you are just simply so busy that the very first question in Q7 is always, tell me about your average day. I can hardly wait to hear this.
All right, so I have three types of average days. Okay, I have my Monday through Thursday, which is my coaching days. And then I have my Fridays, which I call my day. And then I have my weekend. I'm the person who absolutely loves my schedule. I am analytical. I love routine. So my average day looks like this. I wake up every single morning at 4 a.m. Then I have my time. I own from 4 to 6:30. No one else owns that time but me. And so I take care of my animals. I write down as soon as I wake up, before I go to the bathroom, anything, I write down what am I looking forward to with the day. Then I train for my Ironman from 4:30 to about 6:30. So a couple hours on either running or biking or swimming or doing something like that or meeting people at the track. Then I come home, I shower, I grab my little girl and I take her to school. Then I come back, I get into my office, I do my checklist and I live off a to-do list because I'm coaching from 7:30 till about 6 or 7 at night with a half an hour
Wow.
break. And so then I have to pick up my daughter from like track or whatever. That's about 7 o'clock at night. We eat. I then sometimes have to do a second
Sorry.
workout. And then right before I go to bed, I write down three things that I'm grateful for, and then I write down one thing that I could have done better for the next day. And then I read for about 20 to 30 minutes to make my mindset right before I go to sleep. And then by 10 o'clock, I am out. So that's my Monday through Thursday. My Fridays, as I said, are my days. Like I feel that that's my gift to myself. So again, I wake up at 4 a.m. and then I meet some friends for a run. And then I'll come back to my office real fast. I'll do maybe two or three free coaching calls for MFO to help out MFO. And then I'll go get a B12 shot for my energy.
Oh, is anyone else having trouble hearing Tabitha all of a sudden?
I can't hear.
Yeah.
Hang on a second,
Okay,
Tabitha.
share. It
Yeah,
got
there.
muted somehow. Okay.
Okay.
So after, like on Fridays, I wake up at four, I take care of my dogs, I go for a run with a group, I do two or three free coaching calls for MFO to help them out, and then I get a B12 shot at the doctor every Friday, and then I go swim or bike for 3 or 4 hours. Then I come back and this is very important, I have a meeting with myself every Friday. And I take time to look at all my finances. And then that's when I prepare for all my coaching calls. I write down what happened on those coaching calls. And then I also write out my questions for each person that day. And so Friday, and then I'll get in a little bit of quilting. And then I pick up my daughter. And then the rest of the time is then I get into my third part, which is my weekends. And I still get up at 4 a.m. And then I work out for 3 or 4 hours. And then the rest of the time, I'm totally focused on my daughter. So those are my average days.
Roll.
Very good.
Oh, hopefully I'm not the one who's frozen. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tabitha, seriously, you're getting up at 4 a.m. How do you do all of this stuff? Like, most of us are exhausted listening to this. And I'm trying to figure out how to keep you guys so you can see the view without falling down. My iPad is now a shattered spider web.
Oh,
So we're just like, okay, hope everything is still good. How do you do all of this?
I'm
Why do
very
you do all of
diligent.
this?
I'm very diligent with my time. I'm like a very diligent with a schedule. Mike has taught us from the very beginning how important that schedule is. You will find freedom when you follow a schedule. When you hit
Wow.
that opposite, that's where you fall off. And then you figure out you don't have things done. Like right now, I was just talking to my coach. Like, I'm like, gosh, I think I would really like to add more people to my schedule because I enjoy it. And I'm like, I feel like I'm not doing enough right now. That's how I truly feel. There's so much for us to like live and do. I want to do so much before I die. And there's we were talking about like what's your biggest obstacle in life, right? Mine is I'm scared that I'm going to run out of time before I get all my goals done.
Oh, you know what? Oop. Uh-oh. Well, this time, let's see if I can get you guys back. Yep,
We
there you
hear you
are.
though.
I wish you guys could see my iPad. You would love this right now. So I'm going to everybody take one last look at Sorrento.
Beautiful.
We all want to be
Yeah.
there.
No.
It's exceptional. Been there, it's
Over again.
beautiful.
So
Gorgeous.
tell you all, including you, Tabitha, that one of your next one of our trips, these
Up.
beautiful people in our Italy, guys, fall down. So, Tabitha, tell me the biggest obstacle. Like, I know you said it's the time management, and do you have enough time to accomplish everything? But that's also a lot of commitment. It's a lot of like, do you ever have a day that you just sort of go, I'm going to stay in bed and I'm pulling the covers over my head?
Yeah, I do. But I don't have very many of those because I'm such a follower. I'm a rule follower. And I like to follow my schedule. I enjoy it because it takes all the stress away for me. I have my to-do list and I know the things that I have to get done. And when you follow your schedule, like if you really focus on your morning, you can accomplish anything when you control your morning. Mike isn't up on that stage just telling us that for a reason, just for kicks and giggles. It works, guys, if you do. Right? And yeah. So like I was saying, like I have so much that I want to do. Like my daughter and I tease each other because she's like, I'm like, you know, when God says that, hey, Tab, it's time for you to go, right? Like I told her, I want to have a beaten up body. I want to just look ragged as can be. And I want to run full speed, jump in that casket and have it skid across the room, right? That's what I want. Like one of my next big goals is I want to run 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents.
Oh, wow.
I have to earn the right to do that first. I don't get to put these goals out there before I earn them.
Okay, so quick question to everybody else. Anyone else feeling a little bit like a slug or like we're not doing enough? Tabitha, you know, I've always kind of considered my life to be pretty hectic and I have a lot on my plate, but I am looking at it right now going, I don't even think I have a tiny little saucer compared to the platter that you live on. It's amazing. And, you know, there's a great thought. It's a thought, I think it's attributed to Buddha, that says the problem that we have is we think we have time. So we don't live a full day. We don't take everything we can out of these 24 hours. And boy, in less than 12 minutes, have you ever inspired a lot of us to say, wow, we can do a lot more. So how do you handle overwhelm? You have to get overwhelmed. There has, you know, she was in a car accident about 2 weeks ago, everybody. She texts me and says, just got hit, had a car accident. I think I'll make it back to the office in time to do my first coaching call. And I was like, well, of course you would. What, you know, where else would you be? But that was her response to it. So how do you handle overwhelm?
Honestly, the overwhelm, I don't allow in my brain. I'm very funny about the language that I use. If I'm having a bad day, I say it's fascinating. Because
it's fascinating.
Brain, yeah, it's fascinating, right? Or if you run across somebody that you really don't care for too much, they're fascinating, right? I really pay attention to what I allow in my brain and what my brain will hear by the language that we use. And so also one of the things that Mike has taught us is to make sure that, you know, we're doing self-care and that we're taking the break. So I'm very diligent about having everything in front of me, my schedule, my calendars, all of that, and scheduling my breaks for myself. So then I can look forward to those times so I can push my way through when I'm feeling, you know, some discomfort. I have them on the calendar. I have it in front of me. I have it. I have a 6-foot calendar that's a year in advance. So I can see my next time that I'm off. And every quarter, I plan that for myself. So I have something to look forward to know that, you know what, just get through today. That's all you got to do. And so it's just.
What time do you go to bed? I think I missed that as my laptop fell from the.
So I go to bed at 10 and as soon
and
as
you
I
get up at 4.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, ladies, anybody out. With me on this? That's amazing. Okay. So 10 o'clock is bedtime. You get up at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And overwhelm, you don't allow because you're not overwhelmed. You're fascinated.
I am.
Yes, and that's because you don't want to allow anything else into your mind.
That's right. But I do have other emotions, right? In Sabrina, no. you're one of those that she gets the privilege of hearing me when I have those emotions because I trust her, right? There's only a certain amount of people that you really trust with yourself, right? And that you can be vulnerable with. And Sabrina, fortunately or unfortunately, is one of those people for me. And
very fortunately.
And I have learned from Mike to just say stop when I'm feeling those emotions. And how soon can I get this into logic? And so being analytical, numbers for me and for a lot of my coaching clients, I've noticed that when we can transfer that emotion to numbers, it quickly changes it to logic. The second part of that is asking yourself several questions when you're in emotion. One of those is, what's my ownership in this? What is, you know, if you're mad at somebody or you're feeling sorry for yourself, what is my ownership in all of this? What, you know, when that person says you're not doing X, Y, or Z and it hurts your feelings, what part of that is true? Take responsibility for that. What can you control from there on? And most importantly, how long are you going to feel this way? I'm telling you, it's a choice. So, you know, there's, I don't care if you give yourself 5 minutes to feel that way, a day or a year, but I promise you, if you put a time limit on how long you're going to feel sorry for yourself, it will make a world of difference.
That is very good advice. And I think a lot of people are sitting here thinking to themselves, wow, you know, you're right. We control how we react. You may not always control the first thought, but you can have the ability to control the second one. We had an interesting day here in Sorrento. At some point, all the lights went off in the conference room. No microphone system, no lights, no nothing. And of course, everybody's going, whoa, Mike, shh, whoa, shh. And it was just, you're not going to do anything by overreacting. He just, when the lights came back, Mike's sitting there like this. Microphone work? No. Microphone? No. Microphone? Yes. Good. And on he went. He didn't even talk about it. And so many of us make our challenges our focus. So you obviously don't do that. Mm-mm. And I love the fact that you give it time and just say, nope, this is not going to serve me. That is amazing. Okay, so no overwhelm in your world. I love that. I hope everybody wrote down. It's fascinating. I'm fascinated a lot these days.
I can't help but smile when you use the word fascinating, right? Say it, right? Fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, everybody, if you just think about your biggest problem right now and think of it, you know, it's just fascinating to think about that problem. You're right. You have to see it in a more humorous light. It's lighter versus, let me tell you what's going on. That just, it's all negative and it drags you down. And I just love that tip. So thank you for that, Tabitha. And I have a feeling a lot of people got that benefit out of this call already as well. So obviously, I'm going to assume that's the one thing that you always use that makes a difference. And it sounds like you have a really strong, positive self-dialogue. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. I think that, you know, one of the things that I have really focused on is everything is a choice. We do get to pick how we're going to move forward in life. And so I decide that I'm going to be positive in life. Just like everyone here on this call, we've all gone through something, right? And you can decide if you want to thrive in this life or do you just want to survive? Mm-hmm. You have that choice. So I make a choice every day to wake up and look forward to the challenges that are coming my way, because believe me, I know that there's going to be challenges. But one of the things that I've learned is you cannot grow and you cannot be a better version of yourself if you don't have challenges, because challenges or where the growth comes in. That's it.
So true. Right? Yeah. It's sometimes hard to embrace it when you're in the middle of a challenge. So if you find yourself incredibly fascinated, do you ever have to talk to yourself and say, okay, I am fascinated by this problem or by this issue? And what else can you do to keep your mindset on the right path?
I think you got to go into action with everything that you do, right? You can sit, I think the most important thing is, okay, I am feeling this way. How long am I going to be here? And how is this serving me? Like we just mentioned, right? But yeah. You're going to have bad things happen to you in life. It's just what it is. And I think, you know, from my past is what has me so excited for life. I know that there is a time limit on life. As Sabrina, you know, like my fiance and I were scheduled on a flight to LA, 9/11. I had to back out. I was working for President Bush and I had to stay back because one of our deals went bad and he stayed on the plane. And that was the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. And I decided within 5 minutes that I was going to thrive in my life and I wasn't just going to survive. And so I knew that I was given a gift to live because God gave me an amazing body. He gave me a great mind. And I have to be thankful for that. Now, it might not be, you know, the most beautiful or whatever. I might not be the smartest person, but he made me healthy. And I have to be thankful for that. And because of my law firm, it made me disciplined. And so, like, we talk about staying in our money-making activities all the time, and Mike always asks us to follow that schedule. Well, guys, if you work for a law firm, you have to have 0.25. Sabrina knows law firms, right? Yeah. You have to have every single 0.25 of your day, you have to have either a billable or non-billable. Remember how we always joke about if Mike was watching you work for a day, what would he say? How would you change your habits? Well, at a law firm, you have not only someone overseeing you, but every single time you put a 0.25 to bill a client, you've got like a bazillion people reviewing what you said you did. And then they've got to approve it. They got to prove, right? They have to approve what you just said that you worked on. And if they don't agree with it, they erase that billable hours. Well, as an attorney, when you're on a certain path, you have a set hours, a goal that you have to hit. Usually that's 2,400 to 3,200 hours of billables per year. Guys, that's 8 to 9 hours of billable hours that you have to do. So if someone says, you know what, we're not billing the client for this, you've got to make up for that time.
Yeah.
So how are you, if you kept a schedule, and I would challenge you to do this, every 15 minutes, write down what you do. You go to the bathroom, that's 0.25, right?
Not billable.
Right? So that's where I learned, guys, if you erase, you have to replace, or you're not going to hit your goal.
You know, it just sounds so much simpler when you say it that way. And a bunch of us are sitting here going, wow, you've made some really great points. Imagine, everybody, if you had to account for your time the way Tabitha just said. Every 0.25 is a billable or non-billable hour, and you don't get it back. So you think of this industry, and, you know, Mike has always said real estate is the lowest paying easy work there is and the highest paying hard work. And, you know, we are so fortunate to have so many great clients who have made a great living from this business. They work. They work hard. They show up, and you're rewarded for it when you do. And I guess that's really a big part of it. But I will tell you, after this call, I will walk down. We have the premier cocktail party tonight. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, Well, let me tell you what a slug I am, Mike. I just listened to Tabitha, who is just
don't buy that, guys. She is she has her own cape hidden in that shirt, believe me.
But trust me, I think we're all feeling that right now. And, you know, we do. We are amazing creations, and we have this unlimited potential. And the only one who really stops us is ourselves. That's kind of a, you know, I kind of like the fact that, oh, my back hurt. I've been carrying around 5 computers and a printer and a scanner all day. I've told everyone my middle name is PM. It stands for pack mule. But now it's sort of like, well, give me 2 bags and I'll carry those. So what is the one point, Tabitha, that you would share with us that we could all apply to our mindset, to strengthen our mindset? What would you tell us?
To strengthen your mindset? Mm-hmm. Make it a choice. Exercise, release those endorphins. Pick your mentors wisely. For instance, I choose Mike and Sabrina, right? Before I chose them, I studied their character. I watched how they worked. I looked at the track record. And once I decide that that's my mentor, I become very coachable and I trust unconditionally. If they told me to jump off a cliff, I would be there to do it. And the reason
I don't think any of us doubt that.
Yeah, but I learned that from my first MFO coach, Ren Jones, who owns Vulcan 7.
Yeah.
That man developed me, he led me, and he helped create me. And I will be forever grateful for him. And he introduced me to Mike and Sabrina. And because I trusted him so much, I trusted them. And then they just keep proving to me over and over that I can trust them. So guys, you got to choose your mentors wisely, because you got to look who's leading you. And are you coachable with that person? If not, you got to look at why. Right? But you got to find mentors, because we're not made to go through this life by ourselves. So pick wisely on that, and you can't get much better than the MFO system. Always be learning. Stay away from the news. Do self-care. Delete negative people. Serve others. Smile a lot. And most importantly, give 5, minimum of 5 compliments a day to total strangers or to people that you love, and truly mean it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that last piece of advice is so important in this day and age. It's so easy to get upset to see something in the news. Well, my goodness, that proposed NAR settlement. Everybody was talking about it. It was the only thing that we would hear about. And now it's still proposed. But it's like Mike always says, blow up a balloon, then let it go. It spins out. And guess what? We're still in the same position. And for the great agents, we were just laughing about the fact that Mike is doing the Superstar Retreat Tour. And he's going to say, where's the money? And guess what? It's in listings. And you guys are all able to do this, and you have the skills. And as Tabitha has just said, boy, I don't know about the rest of you, but I certainly feel challenged to get more out of today. I'm kind of fortunate I get to do it in Sorrento, Italy right now, but it is just this opportunity. And again, I will extend to all of you, when we come here, it's always something that our coaching clients can attend as well. Come with us, experience life. Tabitha, it is just this idea of living today and getting the most out of this day. You have said it so wonderfully. We have 1 minute left. What is one last piece of advice you'd give everybody?
Guys, just go out and live. Get out there, live. You don't have to love real estate, but love what it can do for you, right? Yeah. Like, remember, and as coaches, we're always, but coach, I'm not motivated. Motivated gets you started on your goal. Discipline gets you to your goal.
And discipline will erase complacency. all these people who struggle with complacency, that's our crutch. That's our excuse. Agree to drop it today and go live the rest of this day at your highest level. Tabitha, it's the top of the hour. We start on time. We end on time. Thank you. Thank you so much for what you shared. You really did bless everybody on this call with a lot of wisdom. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next month. Ciao, ciao. Bye.